And we've got to take some time to do some of the weekend events and activities that we do for you. And this is certainly just a small suggestion of things that are going on. There's many more things that are happening. If you have something happening you'd like us to mention on Friday mornings, as we head into weekends, let us know when you send it. Send your new information to Charlie at WSGW.com. We'll take care of you. Charlie at WSGW.com. The first annual Bay City Ice Jam is taking place today and tomorrow at Winona Park in Bay City. Even if there's no ice, there'll still be a jam. Because live music will be taking place tonight and tomorrow. There'll be a beer warming tent, a walleye fishing tournament. I'm guessing they were hoping for ice fishing, but hey, you can still fish without ice. Cornhole tournament. A lot of things that are involved in this Bay City Ice Jam. It's scheduled for today and tomorrow at Winona Park in Bay City. I don't have an online site to visit for information, but I'm betting it'll be easy to find if you searched out Bay City Ice Jam for today and tomorrow. Also going on today and through the weekend, it's the second weekend for the Bay City Players, presenting, by the way, Meet Vera Stark. And this is going on tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. Evening performances tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday, a matinee. Bay City Players on Columbus Avenue in Bay City. BayCityPlayers.com for your tickets and your information to enjoy that. The American Legion Post number 22 continues its Friday Night Fish Fries every Friday night through Good Friday. Corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off of South Michigan, that you can enjoy the public being welcomed for the cods and perch dinners, the shrimp dinners, the chicken strips, and more. Takeouts available too, 4 until 8, and this is where you get the free fish dinners for active military personnel. American Legion Post 22, 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. Into tomorrow, you are going to find in Saginaw at Hoyt Park, while the skating and sledding and obviously will not be able to be done because of the temperatures, tomorrow is the date for the annual outhouse race. It's going to be the 9th annual outhouse race, and that is still scheduled. It's still scheduled to go on. Whether you've got snow or not, you can still race on whatever turf is necessary. But if you check out Bringing Back the Ice Facebook page, you can get more information. The race is scheduled to start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but the outhouse race will still go on tomorrow at Hoyt Park, being presented by Pride in Saginaw. Also tomorrow, a reminder that you can find at the State Theater the showing of two Black History Month matinees, courtesy of the NAACP Bay City Branch, at 2 p.m. and at 6 p.m., the showing of Respect and Woman King. Again, free because of the courtesy of the NAACP Bay City Branch, tomorrow at the State Theater in Bay City. We have an open house tomorrow at the Tennis Center in Midland. The Greater Midland Tennis Center. You have a chance to play some games, win some prizes, discover tennis for juniors, for adults, and pickleball offerings too. Chance to get acquainted with the Greater Midland Tennis Center with the open house tomorrow going on between 1 and 3 p.m. That's located at 900 East Wackerly in Midland. And online, visit greatermidland.org/tenniscenter, greatermidland.org/tenniscenter, tomorrow 1 till 3. The Delta College Planetarium has a Saturday of planetarium shows. At 2 o'clock, it's The Secrets of Gravity. At 3:30, it's Aurora, Lights of Wonder. Tickets going on sale an hour before showtime, and purchase your tickets directly from the planetarium. So head there tomorrow for a couple of the planetarium shows. Tomorrow, the Feathers and Fedoras event takes place with the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan doing the presenting and benefiting. This Roaring Twenties Gala to benefit the programs for people with disabilities. So make sure you dress out in your Roaring Twenties Gala. You'll do some casino lady luck. Enjoy hitting the speakeasy. And Feathers and Fedoras takes place at the Doubletree in Bay City. Starts at 5:30. Tickets $50 per person. Again, to support the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan. We even have on the WSW.com online site a Feathers and Fedoras box if you need more information. And speaking of that, being online, also look for the Bliss Bridal box, because on Sunday, the Bliss Bridal Wedding Expo and Fashion Show is scheduled to take place. If you're engaged to be married or planning the biggest day of your life, you need to plan to be at the Bliss Bridal Wedding Expo and Fashion Show to get it all planned out. It's Sunday, February 12th. This Sunday, 1 until 3:30 in the afternoon at the Great Hall in Midland. The bridal show, the bridal fashion show, by the way, is going to start about 3 o'clock, just so you know. So enjoy it. The Bliss Bridal Wedding Expo and Fashion Show. Go to blissmidland.com for more information. Blissmidland.com, or on our WSW online site on the homepage, there's a Bliss Bridal box. You can click on that. Coming up next Wednesday, the 15th, the YMCA of Saginaw and the Alida Lutz VA Medical Facility partnering for a Veterans Health and Wellness Expo. This is going to be at the YMCA campus on Fordney. Goes from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's open to everyone with a focus on those who have served and their family members. Those in attendance will experience screenings and vendors and resources from information of organizations and classes that are available. And it is free. That is next Wednesday at the YMCA on Fordney. Coming up next Wednesday, we'll start a four-day run at SVSU of the first full-length production of Very, Very Dead, with a playwright and guest director with ties to Saginaw. That would be Jose Perez IV, who graduated from Nivelle Catholic Central High School. Very, Very Dead follows a family grappling with burial arrangements following the tragic loss of several of its members. As the director says, he's trying to encourage the idea that there could be joy in the grieving process. Again, he from Nouvelle. The play's recommended for audiences age 14 and up. So check it out. Campus of SVSU starting Wednesday and running through next Sunday, the 19th. Reminder that the United Federal Credit Unions are collecting food and supplies for their Paws and Claws drive to benefit the Amazing Grace Animal Rescue in Saginaw County and the Humane Society of Bay County. So if you have any food and supply items that you can donate, even monetary donations can be made to any location for United Financial Credit Union, but they have to be dropped off through Wednesday the 15th. So you can do that with United Financial Credit Union. The Ecumenical Food Pantry takes place again at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw on Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 110 boxes of food and personal items are given away on a first-come, first-served basis. First Presbyterian Church, the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, and everyone is welcome. And next Thursday will be the third Thursday of the month, and on the first and third Thursdays of each month, the Depression and Bipolar Support Group meets. This is for those who are struggling with depression or bipolar, or family or friends. You can join in for support. It's a safe environment. This is at the McDonald GMC Cadillac location at 5155 State Street in Saginaw, 6 p.m., use the door to the left of the service garage. There's a private area there for a meeting. This is the first and third of Thursday of every month. You can always call Sue to find out more, 989-780-0825, 989-780-0825. Some of the doings, some of the happenings, some of the things that are going on into the weekend and a little bit beyond. Again, there's so much more that happens. We just want to let you know that, yeah, there's always things to do in the Great Lakes Bay region.